Amazon would ultimately lose, I'm not sure we would have believed in the business. But those losses were offset by very, very strong user growth and customer growth and repeat customer buying and very strong revenue growth.
With those indicators, Amazon could reassure Wall Street, trust us. We said we're in this for the long term, and we meant it. Amazon also benefited from investors who still believed in the potential of the internet, just like Jeff Bezos. And one more point, Amazon was savvy about when to throw Wall Street a bone.
There were periods where I think the street would have doubts about whether Jeff would ever show profitability or whether he could or not. And I even heard a story, which I don't know if it's true, but it's a fun story in case it might be true, where management came to him one time and said, can we just stop hiring for 90 days so that we can, you know, deliver some profitability to the street and prove to them what's capable of? And so I always had this vision in my mind that whenever the street would doubt that, that they would just make a decision to kind of, in a particular earnings period, say, here, let me show you what this thing can really do. And with very tiny shifts in spending patterns, all of a sudden deliver massive amounts of cash flow and everybody go, whoa. And then they'd go back to trusting and he'd go back to investing the profits.
So let's jump forward in time, past the early days. If you look at a graph of Amazon's stock price, and you follow that jagged line, you'll see a big drop in 2008 when the Great Recession hit. The stock price dropped 60%. After that, the line tilts mostly upwards. And then you get to 2015, and that upward diagonal, it shoots up more steeply and to the right. That jump, it was actually caused by a side business inside Amazon.
I think Jeff launching AWS is clearly the most remarkable accomplishment as a public company.
AWS is Amazon Web Services, a so-called cloud computing business. Companies and government agencies use AWS to lease data storage or processing capabilities rather than buying their own servers.
Try and imagine, you know, another example of a company launching a business that is seemingly so far afield from what they're doing and then have that turn into, you know, a multi-billion dollar juggernaut. Like, I don't know of another example.
Amazon actually launched AWS back in 2006. But here's what happened in 2015. Amazon started reporting the financials of AWS separately from the rest of the business. And it turned out, AWS makes so much freaking money. Wall Street loved it.
And that was a real growth engine for the business. And people had not appreciated what was driving all the losses